The No Profit From Rape campaign is protesting vigorously against the privatisation of rape and domestic violence telephone support services. Rob Osborne reports.
1-800-RESPECT counselling is undertaken by specialist sexual assault and domestic violence counsellors who work at the Rape and Domestic Violence Service Australia. This is the only specialist 24/7 rape and domestic violence counselling service in the country. Rape and Domestic Violence Services Australia has been supporting victims of domestic and sexual violence for over 40 years and is regarded internationally as the world's best service and sets the standard across the sector. In 2010, the organisation was funded to establish 1-800-RESPECT, which provides specialist domestic violence and sexual assault counselling through telephone and online services. This service is universally promoted by media, politicians and business when talking about domestic violence and sexual assault. As a result of a national campaign against domestic violence, the number of calls to 1-800-RESPECT increased exponentially. But there was never a requisite increase in funding to meet the call demand. Natalie Lang, branch secretary of the Australian Services Union in New South Wales and the ACT, explains the background to the current campaign against privatising the service.
Our members work at Rape and Domestic Violence Services Australia, and they are the specialist sexual assault and family violence trauma counsellors that you get on the phone when you call 1-800-RESPECT, which is the national hotline to support women, men and children who are experiencing or have experienced family violence or sexual violence. What's happened is since 2012, when that service was originally started, the 1-800-RESPECT service, calls have increased from under 20,000 a year to nearly 60,000 calls a year. And the good thing about that is we know then people are reaching out for support. However, when you have such an increase in calls, you also need an increase in infrastructure and staff to be able to ensure that every call is answered immediately, and that the person who is calling is able to speak to a specialist sexual assault and family violence trauma counsellor. So our members at Rape and Domestic Violence Services Australia asked the Australian government for an additional $2 million in funding, so that they could put the extra staff on, purchase the extra infrastructure and ensure that every single call was answered. Instead of giving $2 million to this specialist not-for-profit service, the government gave $3.5 million to Medibank Health Solutions, a private health insurance company, to operate a triage service. So now when people call 1-800-RESPECT, instead of being connected immediately to a specialist sexual assault and family violence trauma counsellor, they have to go through a triage process where they speak to somebody who's not the specialist in that area, who is themselves at home taking these calls, and we're concerned about the risk that that poses for them as workers. And then they will be transferred through to the specialist sexual assault and family violence trauma counsellor, and they have to tell their story again. And that can be re-traumatising for people who are reaching out for support. So we're deeply concerned about this process in terms of the service it offers, but we're incredibly concerned that this government has made a decision to allow a private for-profit insurance company the ability to make a profit out of rape. It's unacceptable.
It certainly sounds unacceptable. And where is the campaign now?
We are campaigning to say that there should never be a profit motive in the delivery of these essential services that are delivered to people who have suffered terrible violence that nobody in our community should ever suffer. So we're calling on the government, on the Australian government, to directly fund Rape and Domestic Violence Services Australia to be able to provide that service. Right now, MHS, that's Medibank Health Solutions, who has that contract from the government, who is running the service for profit. Right now, MHS are forcing Rape and Domestic Violence Services Australia, a not-for-profit, internationally recognised best practice service provider, they're requiring them to tender for the work that they have done successfully for many years. That is completely unacceptable.
And how can people find out more information about the campaign or express support?
We have a website. It's www.noprofitfromrape.org. We ask everybody, all of your listeners, to go online, sign the petition calling on the Australian government to fund Rape and Domestic Violence Services Australia, and take a stand with us to say that we as the Australian community demand that the people in our community who have suffered terrible violence that no one should ever suffer, that they get the best service straight away, and that is the support of Rape and Domestic Violence Services Australia.
Thanks, Rob, for that report on a crucial issue affecting victims of rape and domestic violence. The website, again, is www.noprofitfromrape.org.